We should be together like birds of a feather. Na 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 na. Got to be together like birds of a feather. Hey, welcome back, y'all, to my house. It's Rosie on the house, and actually, this morning we've kind of gotten comfortable in the great room of somebody else's house. Miss Charlene DeSantis, the owner of Ramsey Canyon Inn, down in beautiful Ramsey Canyon. You just get to Sierra Vista. You head a little bit south till you see the sign that takes you right into Ramsey Canyon. You drive up there until the road dead ends, and that's her house. She's right there. It's absolutely a beautiful setting. Hummingbird capital of the world. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other birds somebody might see and what do you see? I mean, visitors from around the world come here just to see certain birds.
Yes, they do. There's certain birds that are seen here that aren't seen anywhere else. Need to correct you that this is not the hummingbird capital of the world, just the United States.
You are absolutely right. You had mentioned South America is the capital of the world, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they have 300 and we have 15.
But yeah, that's right.
It's impressive for the United States.
So birders can take their life lists. Life lists are lists that bird watchers compile, and they score that I've registered, I've seen this bird, then they record the date and where they were, and what a life list. You can get some people that are pretty aggressive about completing that life list.
Absolutely.
Tell us your story about the gentleman that came just for...
I have had several people. We had an Aztec thrush, which was a rare bird for the United States up here in our canyon, and I saw people actually fly out from back east, rent a car in Tucson, drive up, look at the bird, get in their car, and go back home. It's just because they needed that bird on their list.
That's absolutely incredible. And which bird was it?
That time it was an Aztec thrush. There's been several birds over the past years. Last year we had a rare one here. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And so they just, how would you end up with just a rare one? Just somebody got off course, or
how does the word get out that it's there? Is that social networking? People, I've scored this on my life list, and people monitor it.
Yeah, there's a website, and I forget what it's called, but when anybody sees a rare bird, they post it on that website, and that's anywhere in the United States, and so people can always daily check that website and see what birds are there. And, you know, climate change causes different birds to come in. Storms can blow birds in from that normally wouldn't be here. A lot of different things can cause unusual birds to be here. And we've noticed in the last few years with the weather, climate change, that more and more rare birds are moving up into southern Arizona from Mexico.
So a banker in Charlotte could get pinged on a social network that this Aztec thrush is being spotted in Ramsey Canyon. He closes the bank, jumps on an airplane, rents a car, and comes in just to see that bird.
Yep.
Have you kept track of how many total different types of birds have been registered in the canyon?
No, I haven't.
I see 50? Can I see 50 different kinds?
Over 300.
Over 300 different kind of birds right there in Ramsey Canyon.
Right in Ramsey Canyon, or this whole area here, the whole valley area. Well over 300 birds have been recorded.
Okay, now I consider myself a decent birder, not a great birder. I mean, I can tell you the difference between a Phainopepla and a penguin, but
I think I can do that. You actually are pretty good. You catch color and beak more than I can even begin to.
It gets hard. But if I wanted to become better, and I think on our next trip down, could you set me up with a real trained eye that could take me to my next level in birding?
Oh, absolutely. We have several guides in the area. That's all they do year-round. And if you wanted the maximum number of birds to add to your list, or just to see the maximum number of birds, you would definitely want to hire a guide, because they know exactly where these birds are, what tree they're hanging out in, what dirt road they're down. They know because they all they all talk and they all keep a record of where they see things. And Ramsey Canyon has elegant trogons, and that's one of our rare birds in the United States that is known to be in Ramsey Canyon, and people come from all over to see that. A red-faced warbler has been showing up, and that's kind of a rare bird in this area. Last year we had a I can't remember. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Shoot.
Well, with over 300 different species to pick from, it'd be hard to remember all of those. All right.
Yes.
So we want to thank you for participating in our Arizona staycation, the winners of our Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford staycation. We'll be staying at Ramsey Canyon. We appreciate your hospitality and willingness to do that. When they arrive, if they like to watch the hummingbirds at the window for the breakfast table, but then want to get out and about and see the surrounding areas, in that corner of the state, where would you send somebody that wanted to see outside Ramsey Canyon?
Oh, there's so much to see. Tombstone and Bisbee are two really neat little historic towns that have just many, many things going on, particularly Bisbee. Bisbee has some great restaurants and some nice bands in the evening to listen to good music. And for people who are interested in history, the Fort Huachuca has an amazing museum that goes all the way back to the cavalry days and up to the high-tech communications that it is known for now.
And so a civilian can access the base in the museum's actually on the base, on the post?
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is. And there's good birding out on the post, too. There's several canyons out there where they get the elegant trogon like we get here and many of the same birds we get here.
So you've got Fort Huachuca on your list. You've got Bisbee on your list. You've got Tombstone on your list. Isn't Karstner Cavern just 20 or 30 minutes away?
Yes, that's not far at all, and that's amazing. Everybody needs to see that. That's a living cavern.
And Jennifer, you've arranged, that's a state park, you've arranged for our winners to have family pass to that,
for
right?
a tour, yep.
Okay. Well, that's absolutely incredible. It is really one of the more intriguing little corners, and I think it's a bypassed corner of the state, quite frankly. I think it's one of the under-visited areas, I guess, unless you're a birder.
Well, I think you're probably right.
All right, so you're going to prepare a cobbler and a pie and a breakfast for your guests. Now, what are the guests doing generally for their other meals?
Well, we have a couple of really good family-owned and operated restaurants out this way. Sierra Vista is 10 minutes away. It has just about every chain that you could possibly want. But most people like to go to a nice family-owned restaurant, and we have a really good Italian restaurant that's just 5 miles from the inn. And then we have another little restaurant that's called the Outside Inn. It's been here almost 30 years, and they have kind of a European kind of cuisine, really, really good food.
And the Italian restaurant, what is it called?
It's called Mimosa, and the people are actually from northern Italy.
Fantastic. So a couple great places there. How about, where are you going to send me if I finish the hike? I've seen the Gould turkey. I've seen the deer. Maybe I've seen an elegant trogon. Is that what it's called, trogon?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm feeling pretty good about myself, and I want to buy the best steak in the county. Where are you going to send me?
I don't know. I don't eat steak, so I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't know who would have the best steak. The Outside Inn might have a good steak.
Well,
in Bisbee, you could.
Because that was one
steak.
Of the things, I can still remember the filet mignon I had at the Mesquite Tree.
Right, right. Well, there's not another place like that. You know, we have the Texas Roadhouse, but in Sierra Vista. Now, there's over in Bisbee, there's the Cafe Roca.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
I have heard of it. Now, what will I find on their menu? What are they known for?
It's amazing. The owner used to be a chef at the Arizona Biltmore, and he came down to Bisbee many years ago, almost 30 years ago, and fell in love with Bisbee and opened this little restaurant, which has grown and grown and grown, and people come from all over the state to eat there, and he has a very nice menu. He has decent servings. You get five courses, and it's you don't get too much on your plate. That by the time your dinner actually comes, you're too full. You know, it's got you get a small little salad, a small little soup, and then your entree, and then a dessert. It's and in between you get a cleansing palate sorbet. But it's where I would somebody wanted a really great dinner, that's where I would send them.
Now, how far down the road is that? How big a drive
is
that?
30 minutes away.
Okay, all right. So you're in Bisbee in 30 minutes.
Right. But okay. I think the Outside Inn probably has good steaks. I just don't know because I don't.
Well, I guess we'll just have to come down there and find out so we can tell
right.
about it, right?
Yeah. right. So I'm sorry. You want to get back to where we were?
No, that's fine. You know, one of the we have friends that live, you know, kind of over the hill from you there in Sonoyta. So we get to Sonoyta quite often, and there's been some great restaurants there as well that didn't last. That always broke my heart to see them close. There was Canella's, there was Overland Trout, you know, just some really great. And we don't make it a rule. But if we find out one of our staycation winners went to a franchise, national franchise restaurant, we don't pay for those.
Good for you.
we want everybody experiencing the very depth and heart of the region by diving into the locally owned, operated institutions just like yours.
Well, Bisbee has a lot of those neat little restaurants. They have a great Mexican restaurant and all little restaurants that are for gluten-free people, you know, healthy eating. And Bisbee really has a lot of good ones. But we have our two that I absolutely love. And then we also have some Asian restaurants that are locally owned and operated. We have an awesome Japanese restaurant called Tanuki.
Yes, we visited with Marshall and Dolan. They were trying to remember the name of that one.
That's right. Neither one of them can remember the name of it. That's so funny.
We never did get to it. But, you know, I see here on your website as well, Shirlene, you host weddings. That would be a wonderful place for weddings. Let's give out Shirlene's information so that people can find her.
That's Ramsey Canyon Inn, and the winner of this month's staycation gets to stay there. They get to go to the Folklore Center and watch Dolan Ellis perform. They get passes to the Karstner Caverns. We've got to try and make arrangements for them to get a dinner at one of Miss Shirlene's favorite restaurants in the area.
All right.
And we'll finish putting the package there together. Miss Shirlene, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know I have a clue of what it takes to run a bed and breakfast. A family operation we have is a fishing operation that houses about 18 people. So you're constantly at work. I can't thank you enough for taking this hour to share with us. Appreciate it. And thank you very much. Congratulations on all your success at Ramsey Canyon Inn.
Thank you. It was nice speaking with you, Rosie and Jennifer.
You as well.
Shirlene DeSantis, owner of Ramsey Canyon Inn. We're doing this to highlight the entire area in and about and around Sierra Vista, which is the destination of the Sanderson Ford Rosie on the House staycation for this month.